Oh, Half, when the Storm are playing well, we are happy, and the Storm are playing well. How about this? If they have a win over the Broncos, they will secure the minor premiership, and it will be the fifth time in 11 years. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No. You've already got the celebration plan.
No. We've done this with the Boomers. We're not going to do it with the Storm. Robbie Kearns, he's got his own room. He knows all about it. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're very well. That would be unbelievable if the Melbourne Storm won the minor premiership five times in 11 years, mate. Has any team ever had that kind of number?
Yeah, as we know, boys, obviously here in Australia, the minor premiership isn't held in the same esteem, I suppose, as a premiership, whereas obviously over there in the EPL with the soccer, it's like first past the post. So they, it's obviously held in high regard over there. But, yeah, as you said, to have done it five times in the last 11 years, it's an amazing feat. And
hopefully.
Well, yes, not counting our chickens yet, boys.
Good.
Obviously, if we were went on to win one of our next two games, we'd seal it. So they've done a tremendous job, Craig Bellamy and the boys, and fingers crossed. I mean, at the end of the day, minor premiership's a minor premiership, but everyone remembers the premiership. So that's another 6 weeks away. So we're not counting our chickens yet, boys.
Good.
But fingers crossed the boys will continue their fine form.
No chicken counting, Robbie, but we do have to admire what's going on there at the Melbourne Storm. Some teams in football, be it rugby league or Aussie rules or soccer, whatever it is, rely on their superstars. What we've learned through this journey with the Melbourne Storm in the last couple of seasons is the system that Craig Bellamy's put in place and the players have really responded to is not required to have a superstar or six or seven superstars. The system works. This is what we love about the Melbourne Storm. It doesn't matter who plays the role, the job gets done.
Yeah, no, we've been, obviously, you know, we all know how much of an influence that the big three have had on the Melbourne Storm over a period of time here at the Melbourne Storm and why we've been so successful with those three players. But as you said, there's been plenty of players come and go from the Melbourne Storm in between the last 12 or 14 years that the boys have been there. And, it just doesn't matter who it is. Basically, I'll put down the one name, that's Craig Bellamy. He's an absolute superstar coach, as we all know. And he gets the best out of every individual and as a team. And, this year more than most, I think we've had more injuries this year than we've had in the last three or four. And I think we've gone close to 30 players have actually played Melbourne Storm first grade this year, which is unheard of here at Melbourne Storm. But obviously, body contact sport, you can't help injuries. And we've had a few this year. But as you said, the guys that have had been given the opportunity, when one guy goes down, they've grabbed it with two hands and... Now, can't remember too many players that have pulled on the purple jumper this year that haven't impressed. And they've done a wonderful job. And like I said, the culture down here is fantastic. And we're really looking forward to what could be another very, very successful year in 2016.
So there was a full-page spread off with the Storm in the Herald Sun today. And I read the young Munster was the... Is it Cam Munster?
Cameron,
it is,
yep.
Cameron Munster. He is an old-style NRL player. That's how his coach describes him. Now, you know the nuances much better than us. When he is saying he's an old-style player, what exactly does that mean?
Well, old-style is like drinking six schooners a night. so I'm not too sure whether they're alluding to that, boys. But I think what he's getting at, Cameron Munster is a fantastic kid. He's got the world at his feet. He's obviously come in for the great Billy Slater. Obviously, Billy's been injured for the last couple of years. But I think what he's getting at is that he really, really loves his football. A lot of these young guys this day and age are right into their IT and the social media and bits and pieces. I'm not saying Cameron isn't, but he loves watching football. He really enjoys watching football. He studies the game and he sits there, you know, every Monday watching his game for about an hour, hour and a half and seeing what he did right, what he did wrong and trying to sort of obviously perfect his game. So he's a guy that loves his football and not too many of the young guys this day and age are that into their football. I think there's too much going on in their lives, but Cameron Munster's an old school guy, loves his football and so I don't think it's the six schooners, boys. I think he just loves his football.
Maybe a couple of schooners every now and then.
Two schooners.
Just to keep the whistle wet, if you like, about Cam Munster. We know he's been a real talent and a prodigious talent that was just going to get better with some time in the slot. And with Billy Slater being out, we've seen that. But I've been blown away, and I'm sure you have too, in the competition from Suliasi Vunivalu, who scored 21 tries this year, which is equaled, I think, Israel Folau's Storm record, and it's a leading NRL try scorer in his rookie year.
Yeah, Big Sully. We call him Big Sully because I can't pronounce his first name, the big fella. But he's an absolute champion, lovely kid, and 20 years of age. I mean, he only, you know, sort of, I'm not too sure whether you know the stats, boys, but I he only came in, I think, round 7 or round 8 this year. One of the boys got injured and obviously got his opportunity and grabbed it with both hands. And as you said, within a matter of, you know, not even 20 weeks, he basically scored 21 tries, which is amazing. And each one of those tries, I think, if you look back on it, I don't think he's ever scored a single try. I think they've all been doubles or triples.
Yeah.
And obviously, last weekend, he scored 4 within the first 40 minutes. So he's a try-scoring machine, fantastic kid, and we're blessed to have him here at the club. He gets on well with everyone. Obviously, on the other wing, there's been a bit quiet over the last couple of weeks. Marika Korobidi, who's been a try-scoring freak himself. So we're going all right when it comes to Fijian wingers at the moment. But we've got talent, some young guys coming through the ranks that are just going to blow the minds of all our Melbourne Storm supporters in the next couple of years. So things are looking good for the mighty Melbourne Storm.
We got the Broncos on Friday night. I think they've won their last three games. What do you know about the Broncos?
Oh, mate, they were, you know, at the start of the year, they were touted like they were going to win the premiership. They were the red-hot favourites, both them and obviously North Queensland Cowboys. And for whatever reason, there's no change in talent or team or roster. But the wheels fell off, and I think they lost sort of 6 or 7 games in a row. They just really struggled, and they weren't the same team of old. And but as you said, over the last three games, they've managed to get back up on the horse, so to speak, And they're doing a tremendous job, obviously. They've got a great coach in Wayne Bennett. They've got a big pack of forwards and some really classy halves and some very speedy backs, outside backs. So, mate, they've got talent all over the park. And I think anyone will know that at the elite sport, whether it be NRL, AFL or rugby union, if you can play as well as they did at the start of the year, it doesn't seem to... obviously, they've just gone through a bit of a mental... blank, I suppose. They're still a very, very talented football side, and they're coming down here with nothing to lose. The expectation that Melbourne Storm will wipe them off the park, as we did in not round one, but earlier on in the year up there at Suncorp Stadium. I think we beat them by 40-odd points. So the expectation will be on the Melbourne Storm winning. So they'll come down here with nothing to lose, and no doubt we'll see a very, very different side this weekend than what we saw mid-season.
I'd love to get your perspective on the finish to the season for the Melbourne Storm. Obviously, the Broncos this week, who are looking for a top four spot, are in top four contention still. The Sharks next week, who are second placed, both at home, admittedly, but both really tough games coming into a finals campaign. Do you think that's a strong thing for the Storm, or would you have preferred a bit of an easier run into a finals campaign?
No, not at all. I think Craig Bellamy and the boys really, obviously we've played in a lot of finals over the last sort of 12 or so years, and there's been times where we've gone in with not a lot of hard games under our belt, and we've really struggled. But I dare say if you were to ask Craig Bellamy, Cameron Smith or Cooper Cronk the same question, and I think they'll be itching at the bit to play these better sides leading into a final series. It would harden us up a little bit and no doubt get us ready for a tough month of football. And as we know, boys, it's obviously we've got two home games to finish the season off, and if we were lucky enough to win one of those games, potentially we could have four home games leading into the grand final, which would be amazing.
That would be sensational. Now, there's no AFL in town this Friday night, so come along to Amy Park and cheer on the Storm as they chase the minor premiership, although that's not the big one, and we've just made that clear.
Just a step along the way.
There is a 50% discount for AFL members on tickets to see the Storm taking on the Broncos this Friday night at Amy Park. Head to tickettech.com.au. Robbie Kearns, you are a legend. You have to be to have your own room, and we'll catch you next time.
Good on you, boys. Really appreciate your help.
Good on you, Robbie.
Julian DeStoop will join us next.